This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's a great day to be alive. On the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl. And it's story time today, from what I hear from these lovely ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mate, it's story time. Like,
what do you
have
to tell us? What do you have for us?
Stories on steroids. Well, you see, Serene and I went on a little venture with our husbands. We had never done this apart from any work thing, okay? Aside from work, because we went to Guatemala to source coffee and chocolate and all that. And but that was a work trip.
Yeah, we had places to be. We had time. We had time schedules and all that kind of stuff.
But Serene here, you know the story of how she saved my family's Italy trip. You know, I told the story how Serene got us the lost passports back so we could be together. And so when that happened and we found out that it was Serene's lunacy that did it, my husband said, I am taking her on a trip.
She's the secret weapon.
But I said, no, it's parkour. You know, it's just what you do as a sister.
Wait, parkour? That's like a running, jumping.
What are you talking
par
about?
Par for the course.
Do you mean par for the course?
Par for the course.
Okay. Okay.
It's the shortened version. Yeah, parkour.
Parkour is a little different.
Yeah. It's part of the course.
Oh, that's great. No, but and so he kept his words. Serene's husband, you know, she's nearing the end of the manufacturing center and he was very stressed. And Charlie's just like, we're taking them for a weekend. Okay. We're basically not even allowed to talk about Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah, it was like
just
my lunacy did whatever, a like little treat for Pearl and Charlie, but Sam was going to become a lunatic.
Yes, we thought
after that.
Let's take him away. Let's just like have a big chill out weekend. So we decide to go to.
Because Sam won't take himself away, you see?
Oh, no. I know Sam.
Charlie and I will take weekends, but Serene and Sam will not, unless they do their anniversary and they go to a B&B and stay
and
with.
Suffer.
Stay in single beds.
Yeah.
Psycho,
you got to suffer.
Like, people.
We thought we'd do them nice. We thought B&B. We'll just make it real nice for them, a first class trip. So, Serene, let's talk. This, by the way, this is not just a story for story's sake.
It's a point.
This is an allegory.
No, people. This is the Trim Healthy Podcast. Yeah. We've got meat for you.
We've got meat. And let's just...
This is the appetizer.
This is the appetizer, but there's going to be a reason for all of this. You know how you... fables that you were growing up and you learned in school?
Yes.
And then at the end, there's a lesson.
Exactly.
Well, there's going to be a lesson, but you have to hear the stories first.
Okay, so all of a sudden, Charlie's like, oh, no. And
what?
I'm like, what? Oh, no. He's like, oh, yeah, a bit of traffic. We're on the way to the B&A.
The airport.
Nashville Airport. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be... 10 minutes, just 10 minutes slowing us down, but nothing big. Well, it's just like a traffic jam that just would not stop.
Okay, can I give a better picture? You didn't do very well.
But just wait.
We're both in my car. Let's set the scene properly.
Okay,
we're on the freeway, the highway I-40. We're all talking, have a blast of a time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but... Let's even take it back further. I thought, well, it takes an hour to the airport. I'm not going to go to the bathroom now. I think I can wait an hour.
And I was drinking like a liter of spruce to go. Yeah.
Okay, so that had to set the scene. This is part of it, Danny. So we think, okay, 10 minutes backup traffic. It's going to clear soon. Half an hour backup traffic. My husband's starting to not have a good time. Only looking at his watch and on the road and muttering things at this point.
And Pearl is calling Leslie here. Leslie Pops, Passams, hashtag Passams. And she's like, listen, she lives out there where this traffic jam was. And she's like, no, it's all the way backed up to my exit. There's a big semi-trailer that's been like gone sideways and it's flammable gases. They're evacuating 5 mile radius of the site.
So we cannot get through. We're at a standstill now for over an hour and a half. We realize, okay, we've missed our plane.
And we are more concerned about the people in the accident, just to let you know. So no letters, please. We already had the very sad moment, but then we found out that they were going to be, we looked up.
That is so unnecessary.
And the one was safely life-flighted and it wasn't fatal and all kinds of stuff.
You needed that so you can have a happy time with us,
Danny.
Yes, because we're going to go there to the loo and you have to know that we care about serious
things. Okay, so by this time, an hour and a half, are at a standstill.
I've been saying I'm getting desperate, guys. I'm getting desperate. And we're
desperate.
Basically not moving at this point. My baby's screaming, so I've got her out of the car seat. Sorry, don't send me letters, please. This is just survival, okay? She's on my bladder, sitting on my bladder, the baby just jumping up, having a fit. And I'm like, I'm really getting desperate,
it
people.
It got
I'm
bad.
Desperate.
We tried to get onto the, you know how you go, if there's a traffic jam, you go onto the side and try to you know, get through. No, that's jammed up too. No, they're not letting you go anywhere.
Every time.
We're like, hey.
No, anytime there's something that all the masses have to surrender to, somehow I'm above it and my wife's having a heart attack the whole time.
We said, listen, men, what would you do if one of us was in labor or one of us was like, it was emergency? You'd go up the side. So you're
motivating the guys?
Well, I'm busting. It's not a normal kind of busting.
We, Serena and I, both got to the point where it is so, and I'm thinking, are these people robots? Do they not have to go like us? It was pain. Okay, so
Charlie Straight Pants is the driver. That's Pearl's husband, right? He's the tuck in. He does everything right. And everyone is an idiot who doesn't do it his way, right? I said, Charlie, I'm sorry, but this is what I do in an emergency. I have my empty spooze bottle here.
Yes.
I'm busting. Yes. I said, I'm going into the back seat and I'm going to put the car seat as a little like barricade between
Thank
you and me.
You. Yes.
And I said, Sam, put some country music on. It's Charlie's favorite.
Okay.
He's a country guy. And I said, I'm just going to try
She's
tinkle
gonna
in the spooze cup. Okay. I'm just going to try and do it because it works
how
for me.
How big, about how wide can we estimate
the mouth? A salsa jar width.
About a salsa jar?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell it from here. My husband just gets this interesting look on his face and he just looks downward, right? And so Sam tries to put the music on his little phone, but it's not loud enough. Okay, so all feels like crickets, and all we're waiting for is the tinkle, tinkle, tinkle of Serene. And I'm waiting for ammonia smell to fill the car.
But guess what? Nothing is happening. And
because
I'm really feeling betrayed. No, my body betrayed
Underwear
me.
Underwear is down, but she's shielded. But can you imagine?
Listen.
How are you both, though?
I'm in the front seat. She's in the very back. She went into
suburban.
The trunk.
This is a suburban.
No, I mean, how are you? Go ahead.
But listen, there's trucks all around me. Look, I'm a bit of a professional at this because my husband does not like to stop. And I'm one of those light bladders. You're just a little bit.
Dude,
a light bladder.
Serene. Like, I'm your brother right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm always drinking me spooze.
Yeah.
So I was like, but body, why are you betraying me? Because we've done this before, body. Right. We know the ropes. We know that this can work in an emergency.
Yes.
And it's just like tipping a bit of pineapple juice out the side. No one knows. Yeah. Nobody's hurt.
A little pineapple.
Yeah.
But I was trying to figure out what she's going to do with
Parkour.
The salsa jar of spooze pee.
Empty the little bit of pineapple.
Like my husband has to see it.
No, he doesn't have to see it. I was going to open up the back hatch and
all right,
that
kind of
stuff.
All right, we wait for 20 minutes
no,
for the
half
tinkle.
An hour, and I'm in agony because the worst thing is, I'm wanting to get out of agony. My body says, not with Charlie Straight Pants around. It refused to obey the command.
Yeah. Charlie was like submitting your
bladder.
Oh, and
the country song was just repeat, repeat, repeat. It was like, and I said to Pearl, it reminds me of a time when I had to get a drug test to adopt. I can't remember the song. But anyway.
God knows I'm a lucky man. Anyone would fit, right?
But anyway, so I remember having to take a drug test and to adopt children. Yeah. And to make sure I wasn't a criminal. And the lady was standing over me to take the pee test because they want to make sure you're not switching somebody's pee around, you know? But that was another time in my life my body betrayed me. It was 2 hours. I still couldn't pee. And I was in agony, busting and desperate. My body said, not with a lady standing over you. That's gross.
Yeah,
all the
yeah.
same thing. Not with Charlie Straight Pants.
Okay, so by that time, I'm also desperate. I'm to the point of pain. And I kept envisioning myself doing the salsa jar, but I had nowhere to go because she's already taken the trunk doing it.
But you
what
would have.
What am I going to have to do it up the front?
But you
and
would
I
have.
And I was trying to. Yes.
Oh, I said, okay. I was going to die for here.
Okay.
People have had Serene to do that
said,
in emergencies.
Here's the diaper pill. You pee on that. But
on
I'm like,
diaper.
Sam's right behind me. How can I take my underwear
you
down?
You know, something that people don't realize, diapers are highly absorbent.
They are.
Oh, you've tried it?
I've never tried it, but I've heard.
No, I've just seen Serene's kids' diapers hanging off of them, dragging on the ground before they get.
I would have done it if my husband was in there, but Sam was right behind me and I just couldn't. So we're like, stop the car. So I'm like, Serene, you and I are heading to the woods.
Yeah.
We're going to run in front of all these you know, tractor trailers, and we're just going to go in the woods.
But it wasn't nice side of the road. It was thick, dense.
And we had to go down this ravine.
Side of the highway.
And run up this other ravine.
What a treat it would have been to see that on the news.
Yes.
Famous authors Serene and Pearl caught streaking.
We're not streaking, man. We're running.
We run and we're like holding up our hands.
But
like,
you could go to jail
we
for
have to go
for
the bathroom.
I had a little
peeing.
Piece of serviette. What do you call it in America?
We
napkins. In my hands. So people
knew,
I think,
we
what
doing.
Was going on.
So we ran, people watching us ran up the side of the ravine, through into the
I've
woods.
Still got scratches
me
that
too.
I never felt.
We were so desperate. We
it was
tore,
adrenaline.
It was thick gorse bush. We just tore through the thorns and I found this perfect tree, man. And I just
and
loved
I
that
found
tree.
The perfect tree.
Parkour.
And it was the best feeling in the world. I was just
I was singing The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
Parkour.
I really was.
Then we ran back and they all watched us come back and we're like lifting our hands and like giving celebration.
The thumbs up, like you can do it too. We checked the bathrooms out. They're fine.
They're fine.
Oh, so we missed that plane.
No. You missed the plane?
Yes, we did.
We missed the plane. We got another one.
And guess what? Charlie Straight Pants likes to go firsties. You know, he's in his seniority years.
Oh, he takes charge.
He's like, I've done years and years of uncomfortable trips. He's like, I'm old enough to
get a nice seat. He wanted to take Serene and Sam first class, so they never do that.
That was going to happen. Yeah.
But it didn't because we missed our plane.
Oh, so you didn't redo
it? We're all pushed to the back of the plane in plebeian. But it's okay. The story just keeps getting better.
Hold on, let me
look
up plebeian while you continue. Go ahead.
It keeps getting better.
It's up there with parkour. It's at the P's, right next to parkour.
It's in the
P's.
And always just remember for those, you know, who don't want to just listen to us going off, there's a method. There's
but you
a
have
reason.
To stick around.
You got to stick around to hear the lesson.
Plebeian is a commoner.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we get there very late. We get at our hotel, and this is Portland, Maine. We
beautiful,
decided
by
to
the
go
way.
There.
We get out of our taxi, and the smell hits you. Mm. Beautiful, like fishermen have been around for centuries. You know, it's a great fishy smell.
We were so excited.
Smell.
We go into our lovely, what was it, Hilton?
Something.
Hilton Garden. Lovely.
Lovely.
Okay, really nice.
Charlie and Pearl have paid for us.
Yeah,
they did the whole
we were doing
deal.
It good for them. We all get into our lovely motel rooms. We all head into a lovely sleep until...
Yes. This is emergency. Do not take the elevators. There has been an emergency in this building. Everybody
evacuate.
Immediately. So I think immediately. I think I just got to get the closest piece of article I can find. I've got my Nene tent, stuck it on like a skirt, no shoes.
That's all she's wearing.
And I grab the baby and I'm like, Sam, we're going now.
Hold
the
on.
Building's probably on fire.
You're,
he said,
your skivvies in a Nene tent only.
Oh no! I mean, I had a little singlet,
had,
a shirt. You know, I was decent. I'm a morale woman.
You didn't look,
but I wasn't going to look for like.
Okay,
clothing.
Let's tell the truth. No bras and stuff. But we found out something about that. Okay, so she runs. Okay,
unless
so,
you're an American and sleep with one. But anyway.
Okay, so what happened was I wake up. It's loud.
Weird.
It's scary. It sounds like there's been a terrorist bomb or
and
something on the building. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's. Do not take elevators. Evacuate now. Everybody out, like through the whole building.
And I've got my Nana tent, and the door is open, and the baby is in hand. And Sam, all he has to do is take care of himself. And he's like looking, rummaging around, looking for like special things he wants to save from the fire.
He's getting his charger and his iPad.
Yes, totally. Yeah, he's getting all himself like connected.
Totally.
And while she's doing that,
Lacing up the special shoes.
I'm like, who cares about shoes? I'm like, I just put on the least thing. I was just wearing a t-shirt. I thought,
you've got
jeans.
Bottoms on.
No, but I thought I wouldn't, Serene.
Yes.
Charlie made me because I'm like, this is saving my life. Who cares about bottoms? I was going to run out my undies and t-shirt. No shoes. He made me put on bottoms and shoes. But I'm thinking, I'm like, Charlie, come on. I'm like, why do you have to wear a shirt? You're a man. Come on, don't worry about a shirt.
Yes, exactly. And I'm running past people down the stairwell because I'm like, I see that I've got the only baby and I'm like, babies first. You know? I'm a gazelle. I'm like, you know, like leaping. I'm not touching every step, every fourth step.
Yeah. And the person, that's funny because everybody's thinking whatever they have. They're like, oh, excuse me, gout people first.
No, I wasn't pushing,
actually,
by the way.
It
but
wasn't
they would
like that. Okay. So here's what really happened. I had to wait for my husband to get fully dressed.
I don't wait for mine. I say, sorry, the baby. And he understood.
I'm like, what? There's been a world-class emergency here. You're tucking in your shirt. He gets out. This would be him. Okay. If he was in the 9/11, all would have gone. He's like, no, Pearl, let's everyone go in front of us. He's like, no, let them go, Pearl. I mean, he's a good – I
he'll
found
go
out how good
ship.
My man was,
yeah,
okay?
He'll go down with that
ship. He was going to go down. He was willing to go down.
Well, I found out how calm my man was. He's like, Serene, he gave me a big lecture afterwards. You know, it's those that rush, like that rush to their doom.
But
you have to be calculated. You have to think where – listen, we're in a concrete building. If it was in flames, if we're not – the flames aren't – and aren't in our room, we're contained. Now, you could have opened the door and got the flames gushing into yours and he...
But everyone, anyway. Everyone was very congested in the stairwell, okay? But everyone was being very calm. We were the last ones to basically come, but everyone, I'm like, where's... I hope Serene and Sam are out. Everyone was going very slowly down the stairwell. I just wanted to run like Serene. I'm thinking, man, I hope they're out. So... At any moment, you think you're going to be stopped, that there's a fire on a level and you're way above it. You know, that's what happened in 9/11. But we got all the way to the bottom. Man, when you saw that floor, Serene, did you want to kiss it?
Oh, I wanted to kiss it.
We got to the bottom. Everyone was very calm coming out. I didn't even have my shoes on properly. I saw Serene down the bottom.
Bare feet with my nene.
Yeah.
Bare feet with Nene, but people had glasses on. They looked more put together than that the breakfast table.
We checked. All the ladies were wearing bras. Serena and I were the only ones without the bras.
Well, you guys are like foreigners, though.
No, I mean, but we're like, why put it on when you might be dying here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah, but people looked like they'd put their contacts in and all yes. kinds of things.
Everyone was being very on. Orderly. And then so we got down and we realized, so all the fire engines came and then we realized it was, I don't know, some light was flashing in a room. It was
someone pulled the fire alarm, maybe?
Something like that. So we all filed back in. It was fine. But man,
I
never
tried to get to the bottom of
thing.
It. I did. The next morning, I'm like, so tell me the deets. Like, so really what went on? Oh, no, just a false alarm. And I'm like, yeah, but what kind of false alarm, you know?
They were hush-hush.
We went out for breakfast. We came back quite like early noon. You know, we'd spend a few hours just relaxing. And again, fire engines and everyone was evacuated out of the same building.
Can
we were freaking
this?
Out, but then we went on the tour. We'd just come back from a tour. That's where we were, a duck tour, right? And
have you ever been on a duck tour? They tell you the history of a town.
Dugan was our duck tour guide, and Dugan said that this
and you really got to know what Dugan looks like too, because his name is Dugan, and he looked like Dugan.
Does he look like Crocodile Dundee?
Dugan the duck.
That's what I'm picturing.
No, he was more like half Irish Jewish looking, very intelligent, great man. But he said that the town had been four times burnt to the ground.
Yes.
So I think it's PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is.
These people are scarred.
And we asked a lady at the breakfast. We said, does that happen a lot? She said, I've only seen the fire engines there a couple of times in the last couple of weeks.
Only a couple?
Yeah, and we were like, oh, because they've been there twice in the last 12 hours. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So this was not really kind of how we imagined our holiday to be.
No.
You know, we were, you know, couldn't pee with Charlie Straight Pants, running up and down ravines, getting scratched up, losing our first class seat and losing our, you know, and then just having to be woken up at 3:30 in the morning. It was all fun
adventures.
And two
evacuations from the hotel. And then we realized, we thought we'd come to this little old town. We had this vision for our weekend that would be something completely different. Okay, so we thought it would be this cute little quaint town. And then we kept seeing all these very progressive people. Very millennial.
To the max.
I'm not millennial.
They didn't have dogs. They didn't have children. They had dogs and they were tattooed. They were very sort of hip. And we're like, what are all these people doing in Portland, Maine? I mean, this is supposed to be the quaint little fishing town, right?
They think they're in Portland, Oregon. Well, they're like, we're here.
Oregon was like the Bible Belt compared to this town.
They had nothing on this.
Like.
And then we discovered, we heard, this is the foodie town actually of the USA. People come all around here for the restaurants.
San Francisco is beneath it. Second to
so
Portland, Maine.
So we thought.
Oh, I was like, no.
So hold on, this was
geography.
Incredible.
No, like as far as foodie
food,
town.
Yeah.
Let's come back to the foodie town. We took another tour to go whale watching. Okay, so then we'll get to the foodie town.
Oh, Pearl's like, oh, whale watching, unbelievable! It was $42 a ticket, and they were charging
and
our baby.
Solace.
I don't like. She's going to be on the ergo. Just charge me as one big person.
I said, Serene, doesn't matter. Pay it. I said, okay.
Weight wise, you guys are still under.
I'm just like, just why? She's going to be sleeping under the nene. Why are you going to charge her $42?
Let me tell you about this because Charlie and I have been on two whale watching tours before. Hey, tell your own jokes on your own time.
I'm sorry.
I've got to tell the story.
Parkour, go ahead.
We've been on two whale watching tours and then the best events of our life. Okay, they are just fantastic, exhilarating. You see, it's life changing to
they
be
leap,
on a whale. They yes, all around you see whales, and that was my experience. And it was just incredible.
Pearl was so excited. She could hardly eat her lunch.
I'm taking Serena on a whale watching till her life will be ever changed.
You know they feed those whales when nobody's around.
No, no, they don't, Danny. If you ever go on one, you will just, your life will be changed too. So okay. I'm like, Serena, no matter what it takes, you're paying for this. We didn't pay for that one for them. We made them pay their own.
Yeah.
But Serena, I'm like, pay for solace.
There's limits.
Yeah, right? There's limits. And so we get on this, interesting, smaller boat than I'm used to on Pearl and Charlie's whale watching tours. We start going out and we keep going out. And I'm like, usually within half an hour, you start to see the whales and they're all around you. But we keep going for 2 hours.
2 hours out, she says, now I want you to know, the whales are not in our habitat.
This
we
is
are
lady.
In theirs. So that means they may choose not to show themselves.
Okay.
She's That's starting to backtrack.
Yes. She said at 2 hours out. Now this boat is not a normal one. It goes up and down and you can't walk on it and you feel very seasick.
And there was a couple who had spent the $42 for their little 18-month-old twins, yes. It looked like. And these were rambunctious testosterone 18-month-old twin boys, and they wanted to die the whole time. They were trying to throw themselves off this boat.
And so those two parents,
so we were just stressed the whole time.
Brought their kids to see whales. Well, 2 hours in, nary a whale.
No whales.
Not a little even sighting, not even like nothing. And I'm thinking, hold
Sam's
on.
Sam's sick at this point. He's fully sick.
I'm
sick. Yeah.
And,
no, I get sick on those little
boats.
And
I'm like, hold on, this whole trip is not turning out. It's supposed to be.
And
I'm like, I promise
like, oh,
you. This
the lady's
is
like, oh. And we're like, what? And we all run to the sides, look out. She goes, look at the sparrow. Some kind of a sparrow. It looked like the size of a sparrow flitting above the water. And she went on for an hour about the special features.
You're like, no, lady, I
don't care
pay.
About your birds. I want your whales. I'm like, Serena, I promise you on our other whale tours, there were whales. We went home. Not a whale.
No,
did
but
we
once
see.
You got 3 hours out, you knew you had to go 3 hours back.
It was terrible. Okay, so
did you get a refund?
We got back. No refund, but they give you this ticket that says if you ever come back, you get to go for
Nobody's
free.
Nobody's coming back.
We were like, who can we sell this to?
Were you going to put that in your special file at home for that last years and years in case you ever go back to that one remote?
And Pearl was hungry.
Oh, I was hungry, but then I was sick at the same time. So then so this is the whole thing, how it didn't turn out how we thought. But hold on, there's an ending. We thought, now we're hungry, let's go and try and find a restaurant. We quickly go up to our motel room to freshen up for 5 minutes, come back down. Well, it starts to pour with rain.
The baby is drenched. Pearl had her fringe perfectly straightened with like one of the little straighteners she uses once or twice a year. It was like the big night. We're going out.
I looked stellar when I came out of the
cruise. I remember the cruise, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, she was a bedraggled rat in 10 seconds.
We walked around for two.
Mascara is running down our cheeks.
Okay,
like,
but
we looked like.
How many hours did we walk around trying to find a restaurant?
3 hours
because we didn't realize it was foodie capital of the
USA. You
have
to put your reservation in as soon as you wake up in the morning.
Then you might not get it. I'm talking, we had discovered a gold mine of
There's
places
no
to
change.
Eat.
Whoa.
Right next to each other for just miles are little holes in the walls with like seven tables.
And it's all farm to table foraged.
Oh, and each chef is a mad scientist. It's passion, it's art, it's love. And we were like, when we finally found a place.
3 hours
in
later.
Portland, Maine.
Yes, we were like, do you mind if we just like remove this and add something else? Because that's what we're used to, creating it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry, the chef does not accept alterations. It was like, you take it or you leave it or go somewhere else. Take my art or
it
be off with
art.
Your head.
So we were,
it's not
we
like
ate,
southern,
okay,
like,
so we
know,
ate totally yeah. drenched. Wet, hair clinging, all our outfits were wet and walking around, but we were starving and there's no place else because it's foodie capital of the USA. So
we tried to listen right about the time. I was just so determined. The baby was drenched. They said, sorry, ma'am, we have no room. I picked up the stroller. It's one of these like little strollers that are fantastic. If you ever want to buy a great stroller, we call it the Chinese stroller because we took it to China. It goes down the aisles of an airplane. You can put it overhead in the compartment of an airplane. Fits my 4-year-old,
What's
but it fits my baby.
People want to buy it, right?
A yo-yo, a baby okay. yo-yo. It's amazing. But anyway, I picked up my baby yo-yo and I was forcing it through the door. And they're trying to push me out. Man, 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 we're full. And I'm acting like I don't hear.
At that point, she was so tired of being said no, she wouldn't listen. I'm like, Serene, they said no. She kept pushing her way in like she was so done. She wanted to get out of the rain.
I'm like, just let me sit in your toilet.
She got in there and she was dripping all over. And I'm like, Serene, come back out, lovey. Come back out into the rain.
You should use your accent to your advantage. Like,
and
you
other
don't
people that,
speak English.
Yes. Other people that were out there walking, at least they had umbrellas.
We didn't. Anyway, so this trip is not going anywhere the way we thought. But then we get into this restaurant, all bedraggled and wet, and it was fantastic.
And
food.
All we'd done that day was sail on the no whale ship and walked in the rain.
That's all we'd done. And
Rode
then
the no whale
all we did
express.
The day before was hold our pee and miss planes.
Okay, so then we had a good time at that restaurant. And then the next day we thought, this is the place. All we care about now is eating this foraged food from the woods and the hills around Maine. And oh my goodness, and the raw honey and everything from the local beehive. It was just incredible. So we decide to find a breakfast place. Same thing.
Yes.
Hours. It was like 1 o'clock before we got deep breakfast because you got to reserve that too. So in the end, we just like laughed all about it. And we finally got a reservation for that next night. We had the most brilliant time, probably best meal of our lives.
Yes, and everything was in French. It's like you could have a filet of gastrique. It sounded like gastric bypasses full of like poison. The way that everything was described was so
French.
It was just so
everything. I mean, it's just like, you know, you don't have butter, you have duck fat, and you have just everything was just it was pretty incredible though. All the bread, Serene was in bread heaven because it was all ancient sourdough and fire kilned.
Oh yes.
And we
did order a wine. We're not winos, but it was a special celebration. Yeah. So we ordered this wine and the lady removed the cork like it was heart surgery.
Yeah, heart surgery.
And she said, and she looked like she was looking under this microscope into the bottle, and she's like, "Ooh, I see a little bit of a cork.
Sediment."
And she's like, "Oh, we'll have to strain it." And she spent 20 minutes like straining it for
into
something that nobody could even detect in their palate.
Anyway, after all that, we had a brilliant time. And you know what we said to ourselves, Serene? You know what? Sometimes life takes you and life happens and it's harder, but it's way better than what you envisioned.
Right.
And we're like, there is an absolute lesson here for Trim Healthy Mama.
Yes.
Like, okay, so maybe you start and your goal is I'm going to drop 30 pounds and I'm going to do it with this plan. And maybe that totally doesn't happen in your timing, or maybe you drop 10 and then you stall, or something happens in your life and it's not going exactly the way that you
so
want.
So you missed the plane, basically.
Yeah.
But hey, you might get on a better plane.
Yeah. And you might.
And maybe all your friends dropped such and such in the first month. Maybe they're all in the restaurant and you're trying to jam your way in and you just don't want to listen to like, hey, listen to your body. It will all happen for your own time. You're like, no, I'm not listening. Get me in. Let me come and be with you.
Yeah.
No, but maybe there's something better down the road.
Or you're on the whale watching tour and you're just not seeing any whales.
You're on the scale and you ain't seen nothing.
But then on the third day, we were like, is this not the best weekend we could have ever hoped for?
We were like trying to remember all of our other holidays in life. And we couldn't think of any that were as remarkable.
And why? Because it all turned, it didn't go the way we wanted. And it took us on a special trip of our own. And we had to go through hardships, but it was so much the better for it. And we could laugh about them. We could learn from them. And
we learned who was going to die in a fire and who wasn't. We just realized, you know?
We learned the caliber of our husbands.
Yes.
I learned that my husband will put everybody before him and maybe even before me.
Yes, and I learned that my husband was MacGyver, right? He was like thinking it all through. He was probably like getting all those cords for his phone so that he could like use them for special contraptions to save us if we were stuck in a building, like in a
room.
But
anyway,
somehow.
And we learned some other things.
We could probably, what do you do when you go out of a window and
you parkour out.
You parkour out. What do you do there? You belay down on his like apple cord.
But all that is to say, let's just say you start Trim Healthy Mama. But I my hope for you with this is that you don't just lose 30 pounds. My hope for you is that your journey teaches you so much more.
Yes.
It teaches you about a love for healthy foods, and that these foods that weren't part of your life before because you hadn't experienced them, and that first you're like, oh, I'm going to have to eat these to lose weight. And now, like, I delight in these, and these are healthy for my body, and I'm doing this for my health, and it's a whole different experience.
And instead of a planned, like, this is what it's going to look like journey, better than that can get kind of like boring because you already have anticipated what's going to happen. Adventure, there's nothing like adventure. And so if your journey has taken you off into some like side roads that you didn't imagine and you didn't plan, hey, more the better, because this is an adventure and this could take you to, we were talking today too about some of our own health journeys, yeah. about how, you know, oh, in a perfect world, we'd wish those things maybe didn't happen to us health-wise, right. you know. But if you learn something that's going to actually change your habits, change your whole paradigm, and even help you change other people's paradigms yes. because of as a lesson that you can learn to share even, mm. wow, how much more amazing is it just everything yeah. going plodding along perfect?
I know.
Yeah, you know, I've this is so, I'm so glad you shared this life story application just for me, if no one else, because, you know, I'm the trim, healthy, upside down man. Like, right. I'm not trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the turtle in weight gain. And so I so, like, when I first heard that word, that there's these turtles out there, which yeah. you refer to as women who.
Yeah, we didn't want them to call themselves turtles anymore, so don't call yourself
oh, you
a turtle.
Don't.
Overcomers.
Because you're speaking, mate. You're speaking it out. You're, like, I telling your body you're a slow loser.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're telling your body that you're, like, a slow gainer.
That's a great point. It's like, now I'm a turtle, right? Ugh. Good point. I'm not a turtle. But you know those people that used to be called turtles?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly.
So, like, I so always, like, a little light bulb came on for me when I first heard that there was a group of people who feel, whether they are or not, they feel like everyone around them is shredding weight while they're not.
Yeah.
And I have felt like everyone around me is big and strong looking, and I'm not.
Right.
Literally, I've got the smallest wrists in the game, people.
Hey, go to Italy where you hail from.
Yeah, and then I'm cool. Then I'm a big guy. But
yeah.
But the thing, you know, literally at Trim Healthy Mama, there's not another man with my wrist size. At the gym, there's not another
so
man
you measure,
with my wrist
you,
size.
When you're walking around with men, you're always like, my wrist there, wrist,
I've
my
looked
wrist
at
there
my,
is.
Yeah, so when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, it's especially
it's wristorexia,
skinny.
But the other way.
Yeah, I guess. So, like, I guess my point is that if I could go to the gym and then a week later, I was, my wrist were a good inch bigger and I was like the buff dudes all around me working out, I would have that, but I definitely wouldn't have the gratitude that I have instead of that
right.
for the body God gave me.
Yeah.
Which was a real shift for me yeah. because I didn't even want gratitude for the body God gave
yeah.
me.
Mm.
You know, I didn't want it. I wanted the body that I pictured. I'll say it. Brad Pitt. That would be nice.
Pitt. Yeah.
There's
I've
my
never
standard.
Known what people saw there, but anyway, God created them, so that's great.
Yeah.
You don't know what people saw in Brad, like,
she likes her Marlboro Man.
Yeah, I only like my Sam.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, but I think people do that. Like, they point to a person who is the epitome, and yeah. they realize that they're not that, and so they're forever regretful. And
yeah.
so, like, for me, what you're sharing has reminded me to go and once again stand before God and say, where would you have me on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you have me think on this?
Yeah, that's
and on
so good.
Where I am in my health journey.
Yeah. That's so good. Wow. You know, and where I'm seeing that, Danny, for you is it was a choice for you to say, look, I'm going to look at it the way God wants me to look at this. I'm going to look at it as gratitude. I'm not going to look at it as dissatisfaction. And Pearl, we saw people that night coming down. They're like, now. You know, the night of the evacuation, now I'm not going to get back to sleep.
Oh, they were mad.
They were mad. They woke up mad. They were complaining the next morning to the concierge. They were just mad.
I love
mad.
Grumblers. I
we
love listening
so
to them.
We were so excited because we were like, this is a story. We can share it with our people.
We were like wanting to share it on the potty.
This is potty fodder, like straight away.
Well, Serena asked them about, so come on, give me the good, you know, give me the stuff. What really happened, you know? And she's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know, she's like, I know many people are upset, but it was a false alarm. Serena's like, no, I'm not upset. I just really want to know.
Yeah.
We had a fun with it.
Yeah.
She's like, you did? Oh, that's so sweet because she'd had so many people complain.
But see, that's the choice.
It's a choice.
You see, it's a choice. I think the reason why we enjoyed our trip so much is because we chose to say, hey, we're going to let this trip be what it is
yeah.
and celebrate it. So it's a choice for you listening today. Let your health journey be what it is.
Yes.
And celebrate it. Don't wish for what you thought it would be and don't wish for somebody else's.
Yeah.
Oh,
and think
so
about like your
true.
Whole life. Like you make up this fake movie.
Yeah.
Right? You totally, you fabricate it out of thin air or probably out of something you've seen in other movies or some person's life you see on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Just a bunch of pictures of fakery. But you write this whole movie and then as you go through your real life, it's not playing out the way that you fakely made up it should. And then you're fussy.
Right.
And how
fussy
how silly. Like, like I love, it almost sounds twisted, but I love to listen to the grumblers like at a grocery store in America where your two carts are overflowing with food.
Yeah, right.
And somehow you're grumbling over some nonsense. Like, like, and I'm not judging, like I'll have my share of grumbles too, you know, but I try to like, just to sit there and grumble on another person, you know what I mean? Like, you can be the non-grumbler. You can
Absolutely.
Just be like, you can reverse, even if you're living in a fantasy, you can make everything positive.
It's so true. And that's true with the journey too, on the health and weight loss. You can be a grumbler or you can be like an overcomer that say, hey, my times are coming. I'm going there. I'm heading there. And all the things I'm learning in the process.
Yeah.
You know, or you can choose to say, hey, listen, I just feel like giving in because this is just hard and I'm going to go back to my old ways. But the old ways, you're in a better place.
If right we now. Had got our meal straight away, it wouldn't be as spectacular.
No, it wouldn't have. We wouldn't have appreciated it.
No, but because there was this almost like climbing Mount Everest to even get one little morsel of warmth into our tummy.
Yeah.
When that morsel came, It was spectacular.
Oh, you didn't take it for granted. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
I do want to end with a little superfood spotlight today, and something that Serene and I found there. We found this little, when we couldn't get breakfast one morning, we went to this little co-op grocery store.
Yes, we did.
They had the most amazing papayas. Oh. I want to talk about papaya. Papaya is one of the superfoods of the elite status of the superfoods.
Yes.
Okay. It is a very sweet fruit, and yet it's so low glycemic, Serene. It's great. If you don't do well with emails or fruits and it spike your blood sugar, please try papaya.
And do you know what's great about the fact that it's so low glycemic is you can have more.
Yeah, more. I know. And low in calories. I mean, let's look at regular fruits that are so good for us, like an apple, about 100 calories. I know we don't count calories, but I want to show you something here.
Right.
A banana.
Per cup
about
we're talking here, right?
No, an app. Yeah, per cup. And yeah. Well, one basic banana is about 100 calories. I mean, per cup. Papaya is less than half the calories of almost all other fruits too. So it's low in low glycemic and low in calories. So you could really eat a lot. And guess what? It is, above all, the easiest digested fruit that there is.
And it's so amazing because it's not just orange. And it's a little red too. Mm. The color just speaks vibrant health.
All those flavonoids. It's the same thing with sweet potatoes, Serene. That vibrant color says, eat me because I'm going to help your eyes. I'm going to help your skin.
Now,
I'm going to stop you aging.
I enjoy it as a knee, you know, with some low-fat cottage cheese or some Greek yogurt or whatever. But you know what? I've been so addicted to them right now. And I'm not at any way like in a situation where I have like raging blood sugars anyway. So I just tell myself, hey, it's not my normal diet. I'm just going to eat a bunch of papaya just
for
the fun of it.
Yeah, I think sometimes you don't have to be like so rulesy that you say, I'm always going to have my protein with my fruit. Sometimes when a fruit is just that delicious and just you want to eat so much of it, just eat your fruit.
You know what? I think
you're
it's
okay.
Instinctive and I think it's natural, and especially when it's so low glycemic like that.
Yeah,
so the fiber in it is going to be enough to cut it.
And if, you know, sometimes I just have like a full half big papaya for my afternoon snacks. Sure, maybe you can have some collagen in your coffee if you want to have that for a snack. But whatever, I just think you want to have it rather than don't have it because you think, I don't know what I'm going to have for my protein. Let me have something else. No, have your papaya.
Yeah, and you know what? This is a lifetime approach. We're not on a fad here. We're not on a diet here. And so what this is if you have a meal occasionally that is so superfood like that and it's not a spiking blood sugar meal, and you know you're having protein at lunch, protein at dinner, protein in breakfast, but this is like your afternoon tea, or if it's your breakfast and you're going to have a little protein later on in a drink, go for it and just eat papaya. We're talking lifetime here.
Yes.
And it's good to just instinctively eat low glycemic fruit just by itself sometimes.
It really is. And you know, a papaya, it even helps these things. It helps ease menstrual pain. It helps with headaches. It is a huge SIBO fighter for the gut. Those of you who have been diagnosed with intestinal overgrowth of bacteria, papaya fights that. It's one of the fruits they say that you should eat for those sorts of things.
And of course, the seeds have their own remarkable qualities.
Seeds kill parasites.
Pearl hates them, but you
I
know.
Do, but I try to eat a couple.
Yeah.
Have you ever had papaya, Denny?
I've had papaya because I'm Latino.
Of course you're Mexican.
Hello.
Oh, I know, but do you buy it currently? Because I was just forgetting to buy it.
Yeah, shamefully, I haven't had it in years.
Okay, so
I wouldn't even know where to get it.
Right now, there's a recall on the Mexican one. By the time this potty goes, it will probably be not
on
recalled.
The Mexican, like all Mexican papaya?
Yeah, I'm getting mine from Guatemala. Walmart and Kroger have them from Guatemala.
Oh, as long as they're not from Hawaii, they're not genetically modified and they're so wonderful.
Yeah, sadly, the conventional ones grown in Hawaii are GMO. So, you know, if you live in Hawaii and you're growing them in your backyard, you're fine.
Yeah.
But you want them from Guatemala or Mexico, just make sure that the recall is over by the time you go and get your Mexican ones.
Yeah, it's not like recall, like
no, not
weird.
Forever. There it's was, I guess, there was one batch that had something in them. I don't know, but oh my goodness, they're great for your eyes. They're so good for diabetics. They're good for immunity. I'm reading off a list now, but all I know is that I've been having more papaya lately, and I feel like a million bucks.
She's like, I don't even need coffee in the afternoon when I have papaya in the afternoon.
I don't. It just fuels me.
And they have like dried papaya too. That, yeah, I know sometimes it's covered in sugar. But
yeah, it's a little more glycemic.
Yeah, concentrated.
But you want that water content. When you bite into papaya, you can just tell it's hydrating your body. And you know, so many of us are chronically dehydrated.
Yep. Yes.
And it just hydrates every living cell in your body, Dan. I'm just fired up about papaya. Trim up your mama my way, and then I'll be trim up your mama.